This is KUOW. I'm Isolda Raftery, online editor. I'm sitting here with Ijoma Oluo, one of Seattle's most versatile writers. She writes about race, weight, abuse, and being a mom. Welcome, Ijoma.
Thank you.
So one of the first things I want to talk about is this parenting essay you wrote on Medium that was wildly popular, 700,000 page views. Tell me why you wrote that piece.
You know, I really wrote it because I've been a mom longer than most of my peer group. I had my son when I was 20. I have two kids now. And what I've seen, especially with the internet, is increased pressure to be the perfect parent and to love every minute of it and document all of this joy all of the time. And so a lot of my friends were young parents, and you would see this. Are they, you know, do they have too much time with the iPad? Is my kid walking soon enough? And this constant pressure to act like you are the best parent in the world and your kids are wonderful and perfect and it's just the best thing you could ever imagine. And I just decided to be like, hey, look, here's the thing that nobody wants to talk about parenting. And everybody knows my kids have turned out okay. I've got great kids. And so I'm like, look, you can have great kids and you can admit the truth about parenting.
Which is
that it can be the worst thing in the world sometimes. It's absolutely the best thing that can happen to you and the worst thing that can happen to you.
I agree. And I should say that when I found your essay, it was at the perfect time in my life. It was incredibly healing. What was the response other parents gave you?
The response has been absolutely amazing. So many parents coming to me and saying, this is exactly how I felt today as my son was rolling around on the floor screaming, you know, I felt awful. And I felt like a horrible parent because I didn't have patience for it. And reading this essay, I felt less alone. And there were also parents who, you know, it was really heartbreaking to read, you know, I had to be medicated. I was so depressed the first year. And I thought there was something wrong with me because I wasn't enjoying it. And if I had read this and known that I'm not supposed to enjoy it, it would have been a lot easier because that guilt compounds and really adds a lot of pain to what is already a tough situation.
Could you tell me just a little bit about that first year? How did you get through that year?
You know, it was really a lot of self-talk through it, where you have to say things like, you are going to put the baby down now. And you have this rage inside of you because you love this being so much and it's screaming and it's screaming and nothing you do seems good enough. And I didn't have help. It was really assumed that I was the one that was naturally able to handle this. And so my husband could just leave and say, here, you take the baby. You know, I can't handle it, and leave. And I didn't have an option to say, I can't handle it either. And I really had to talk myself out of it and say, put him down. Put him down and get on the phone with somebody and calm down and walk away. And it was really, you really felt like there was something wrong. You know, I remember when my son was a little older, I even talking to a therapist and saying, I feel like a horrible mom because I don't want to push toy cars around for a half hour. And that's what my son wants to do. And my therapist looked at me and said, you're a grown adult with a job and interest. Why would you want to push a car around? It's okay for your kid to know that you don't want to do everything. But we are taught that mothers love every moment of it, and they want to. And if you're a good mother, you will have tea parties all day long, and you will push cars all day long, and you will just enjoy it.